May the 6th be with you. It's May 6th, 2024. I'm Kim, and the frog of the week is the bleating tree frog. Okay, let's clear some things up. The truth is, the species that was once referred to as the bleating tree frog was recognized in 2021 to actually be three distinct species. But we're covering all of them today because the story behind them is pretty cool. In 2017, the Australian Museum launched a smartphone app called Frog ID. This app allows regular folks all over Australia to record the frog calls they hear. The goals of the project include creating a nationwide database that would allow scientists to understand the distribution of different species across the continent, including any changes in distribution as a result of changes in habitat. Using the Frog ID database, as well as other research, scientists announced in 2021 that the bleating tree frog was actually three different species: the slender bleating tree frog, the robust bleating tree frog, and the screaming tree frog. The species were recognized based on slight differences in their appearances and subtle differences in the length, pitch, and tempo of their calls. The slender bleating tree frog is the northmost occurring species. True to its name, it is slender in appearance. It is light brown or cream colored with a wide brown stripe on its back, and it is distinguished by having a black vocal sac. The robust bleating tree frog is the centrally occurring species. It is not as lean as its slender cousin, and it has a brownish vocal sac that looks yellowish when fully inflated. And finally, we have the screaming tree frog, the southernmost occurring species. It has a bright yellow vocal sac and turns a lemon yellow color during the breeding season. And, of course, it screams. I like this frog, or should I say, these frogs, because they're a cool example of how regular folks can help scientists understand more about our froggy friends. And that's the frog of the week. Thank you to Lucy and Sarah for recommending the bleating tree frog. If you'd like to recommend a frog, you can fill out the form on our website, frogpod.online. On that note, a word of advice. We've covered over 130 frogs on Frog of the Week, so it may be that your favorite frog has already been featured. Before submitting your request, we recommend searching our past episodes, because they may contain the frogs you're looking for. Thanks for joining us. See you next week.